Okay, I know this isn't earth-shattering news that will change the way you live or travel today, but Singapore Airlines recently shocked folks who decide for airlines around the world what champagne first-class passengers will drink. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Singapore Airlines, consistently considered one of the best airlines flying, decided that as of about a week ago, it would no longer serve Dom Perignon champagne in first class. I know a little about Singapore Airlines, having flown them quite a bit. And at the airline's invitation many years ago, I attended the annual wine tasting that identifies the wines it will serve aloft in every class for the year. Its experts, including the late Stephen Spurrier from Europe and Anthony Dias Blue from the United States, flew to Singapore each year to sample hundreds of wines. Believe it or not, airlines take these decisions very seriously, and flyers often remark favorably on the $200-plus bottles of Dom Perignon that Singapore opened. Now it'll be either Krug or the choice of James Bond, Tattenjay. Guess Singapore Airlines passengers are just going to have to tough it out. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.